Hello and praise the Lord. It's a wonderful morning that God has given us for our daily inspiration. Another opportunity for us to encourage and inspire one another with the Word of God. We have been exploring the topic of God of more than enough the whole of that week. And we have looked at how God has already made provisions for us in the year ahead. This year, my brother and my sister, we are trusting God for overflow in our lives. And I am grateful that God has continued to journey with us since the year turned. January now is almost over. But we are grateful that his love and kindness and faithfulness has continued to be together with us. He goes ahead of us. He is shepherding us. And I'm telling you that we are going to see overflow as we continue walking and trusting him in our lives. This week, I just want us to do a summary of what we have been learning the whole of this week. We have been seeing that God is more than enough. God does not just give us what we require to make it through in life. God does not come to us in a scarcity mentality or in a scarcity way. God does not just meet our needs. God does not just answer our prayers. You're trusting God for 20 bob, he gives you 20 bob. The theme that we have explored most of this week shows that our God is God of more than enough. And we saw from Monday that whatever you require to make it successful the whole of 2024, God has already availed. Whatever you require in January, in February, in March, all the way up to November and December, the God of the heavens have already availed. There is not something that is out there. He has already provided within your reach. He has already made arrangements for the journey ahead. He knows what you need when, and he has already availed. And maybe he has already appointed the people that will avail it to you. So you can approach the whole of this year with confidence, knowing that there is nothing in you that will take God by surprise, but everything you require to make this year great and even to succeed and to excel in everything that you're going to do this year, God has already availed. My brother and my sister, you can have the confidence of knowing that you're not going through this life blindly, but God is together with you. And alongside that, we came to see that our God is a God who makes our cups to overflow. It is David who said that God prepares a table for us in the presence of our enemies. He anoints our head with oil and our cup runs over. That is Psalms chapter 23 and verse 5. In other words, there are difficulties, there are challenges along the way. It is not everything that might appear present, but irrespective of the circumstance, God will still prepare a table for you. God will still make your cup run over. I know we're facing a lot of challenges and difficulties in this nation. Talk about taxation, talks about an increasing cost of living. But irrespective of all that, God is preparing. You see those enemies? You see the enemies of reduced salary? You see the enemy of high taxation? You see the enemies of fuel cost, electricity cost? Almost everything is going up. God is telling you, I am preparing a table for you in the presence of all those enemies. And as if that is not enough, I will anoint your head with oil. Amidst all those wars, amidst all those challenges and difficulties, I will make your cup to run over. And so the environment notwithstanding, the challenges, the problems we are facing notwithstanding, God is still telling us that he will make our cup to overflow and to run over. He will give you more than you require. That is what it means to make your cup overflow. And again, we went and we saw the words of Paul to the Ephesians in the book of Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 20, where he was now giving them the capacity of their God that my God will supply to all your needs according to his riches in glory. Actually, that was in the book of Philippians. Philippians chapter 4, that is what he was telling them, that God is able to do. He will not just supply what they require. He will not just give them what they think they need. He will not just give them what they need as hustlers. No, he will supply to all their needs according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. And I still remember we also found that important question that Jesus asked his followers. And that is what I want us to read today. Again, in the book of Matthew, chapter 7 and verse 9. Who is each of you? It was Jesus asking, if your son asks for bread, we will give him a stone. Or if he asks for a fish, we will give him a snake. If you then, though you are evil, know how to give gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him? The prerequisite for the overflow, the prerequisite of us receiving those good gifts is just asking. God does not just want to give you something to pass by. God does not just to give you something secondary, something simple to keep you going. He wants to do more. If you can give your child what is best, how much more will your heavenly Father give good gifts to those who ask him? And also, we also saw Paul reminding the Ephesians that God is able to do immeasurably more than we ask or imagine. In other words, even that which you cannot verbalize, you cannot be able to express it with your mouth, God can see your imaginations. God can lead into your desires. God can see what it is that you desire. And every time, actually, you allow God to do it, he always ends up wowing you. I like saying that it is God who realized that Adam needed a wife. Adam did not know he needed a wife, and he caused him to sleep. And when Adam woke up and saw Eve, the response was, you know, it was just, wow. Eh? Somebody said that that's how we wanted to say, wow, woman. And then we have our sisters. What am I saying? That when you allow God to work on your behalf, in this year we are trusting God for overflow, God will wow you. He knows your needs. He understands them. He knows your desires. Even that which you have not expressed, God knows it. And is telling you, I am the Lord who will meet with all your needs according to my riches, not according to your salary, not according to your budget, according to my riches in glory in Christ Jesus. And so, friends, we can trust God to overflow. That laid the base for us to believe that 2020 4 is our year of overflow, and you have nothing to fear. God has gone ahead of you. Allow him to do more than enough. Let us pray together. Father, in Jesus' name, we are grateful for the encouragement we drew from your word. And thank you for reminding us that you don't just do enough. You're a God of more than enough. And many times we have limited you through our thoughts, through our expectations, when we just expected you to do something simple. Lord, you're telling us to up our faith. You're telling us to trust you for something more, because you can do exceedingly abundantly above what we can imagine or think about. And as my brother and my sister trust you for your intervention in their lives, in their families, in their businesses, in their jobs, in their ministries, in whatever area of life they are trusting you for, God of more than enough, move to meet with them at the point of their needs and show yourself strong on their behalf. I bless them in your name and I commit them to your hearts. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Thank you so much, my brother and my sister. I'm so grateful that you created time to join me this morning. Samian Logai, you're such a blessing, and thank you so much for your comment and a happy new year. And I pray that God will guide us, he will lead us, and we shall see his overflow in all that we shall give ourselves to do and to pursue the whole of this. I may remind you that you all are blessing. Thank you so much for joining me, and thank you even for your comments and for sharing this message out there to be a blessing. Have yourself a blessed and a glorious day ahead, and thank you so much.